You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Very exciting to have Plebita from Forest in the studio this morning. Kia ora, Plebita, how are you?
Hello. Yeah, good, thank you.
It's so nice to have you up here. For people who haven't eaten at Forest, what's the kaupapa of your restaurant? Because you guys do some really interesting and exciting stuff with food.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's always a lot to try and explain. I guess it started out, well, as vegetarian, but it's just vegetarian because I'm raised vegetarian, so that's...
easiest way to do it.
Just the way it is. I guess, yeah, I grew up pretty, like, poor, so everything else almost falls from that. Like, it's, just try not to waste stuff. Like, try not to be silly about using, like, really high-cost ingredients and try and use every piece of what we do buy in. And just try to do something interesting. Like, I don't really see the point in being just, you know, the 5,001st person to do something. I'm not going to name anything because that... yeah, I was going to say spaghetti, but I don't know if anyone
hey,
can remember that.
Spaghetti, but also, well, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I got to
do your own thing.
Yeah, totally.
But I think
that's kind of the main touch points of it.
So you guys do a lot of, as you said, like no waste, and foraging is a really big part of kind of the way your menu is constructed. How did you get into foraging? Because that feels like a whole world of kai.
Yeah. I think, well, to be straight up, like I definitely forage a lot less than I used to. I just don't really get the time anymore. And I definitely just... a lot of trial and error. Like, yeah, there's been a couple of close calls, I would say, where I've had to like clean the blender out pretty well, you know, where I've like Googled a little further, which I don't recommend doing that. Like, you shouldn't just be Googling stuff. But that's totally what I'm like.
I would say.
How did I get into it though? Yeah, it's just finding stuff for free, honestly, is like always a thrill.
It is.
Like,
yeah. You can't really go, well, you can go wrong. You can go very wrong. But I was going to say, it's a great like ethos to be trying to get into, finding things that it's like a fun way to engage with your food, and it's a really awesome way to engage with the environment around you, even in an urban landscape.
It's like local food to the next level, right? Like,
yeah, totally.
It's so local. I think, that's real interesting. I talked to someone at Kalmana Gardens once about that. That's like the hyper-local, you know, cuisine is actually like stuff that you could find like in a traffic island, like, you know.
Totally.
Like, oftentimes you wouldn't want to pick food from them, but...
but there is actually food in those spaces as well.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that our climate actually is like... it's thriving without anybody actually, you know, encouraging it to.
Yeah, totally.
Which is real interesting.
So what kind of stuff do you forage? Like, I mean, obviously, as you said, haven't got much time for it at the moment, but, you know, what would be things you would regularly find or that you'd go out looking for when you are foraging?
Things I still make time to forage for, like, legitimately, because you can't buy these things. And I feel like it sets the food apart, even, because it's just, they're like really unique flavors that you just can't pay for, would be like a lot of flowers, like different blossoms. When lots of our parks have like ornamental cherry blossoms, which don't fruit or anything, and they don't even smell that strong, but if you sit them in a jar and brine for long enough, it's gonna come through like almost like cherry, like marzipan.
Oh yeah,
kind of almondy. And it's literally just like, you don't have to do anything. You just have to like do a little prep session and then just give it some time, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that's, I feel like there's always magic in that, where there's like nothing in between except for just like a human having an idea and then,
making it
just
work.
Just waiting.
Totally.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you say, it can be quite dangerous. You want to know what you're picking and what you're getting when you don't want to be eating anything poisonous, for example. How do you, you know, are there websites or are there books or are there things that are like resources that you've found useful in your foraging experiences?
I probably haven't done enough research. I'm definitely not an expert. I think if there's ever a doubt, I just won't.
It's the best.
Just to be safe.
When in doubt, don't do it.
Especially when you're feeding other people and they're paying for it. Not keen to poison anybody.
Hell no.
At all. Well, not myself. when tasting it. So I always taste things first a few hours out, so, you know, before we open. So if I haven't collapsed by the time.
No,
it's definitely not like that. But I think just if you're not sure, don't do it. And then I definitely follow a few people on Instagram that I have slid into their DMs to, hey, is this what I think
questions.
It is? And they're just like, oh, I can't really tell from your photo. Like,
don't eat it.
Usually, like, if it's a photo and there's no big tells, like,
don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Yeah. But I'm not an expert.
Yeah, exactly. That's quite a good rule of thumb. Yep. If you don't know, don't eat it. But obviously, if you do know what you're gathering, it's a really exciting process of engaging with the environment. The no waste thing is also really, I think people are cottoning onto it a little bit more now in a slightly more mainstream level. Yep. But there are like layers to no waste.
Yeah.
What is like the most no waste sort of classic dish you feel like you've made at Forest, or something where you've used every part of the plant that you sort of feel really achieved what you wanted to achieve? Putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
no,
it's always tough to think of like specific things. I guess like the most recent one that I've done would be the whole feijoa that was like fried and then rolled in feijoa skin sugar.
Oh, yum. Looked so good on Instagram. I was gutted I couldn't come to
really
that
loving
day.
Those.
How do you make feijoa skin sugar? Is it just like dried down or?
Yeah, basically. So I was peeling them anyway. Like, I think that's would be one of my low waste tips, having gone full circle from wanting to use like be low waste so much that I've actually been known to like buy potatoes for their skins because I was trying so hard to like make potato skin something, you know, like which is kind of beside the point. Like then you're creating the waste of like a whole potato, which is but feijoa skins have so much flavor, but to soften them the way I wanted to do, like you have to remove the skin to get to get into it and like fully jellify the middle.
Yum.
Then you're left with all these skins and they've got a different flavor again, you know, which why would you waste it?
Yeah, totally.
So dehydrated, sorry, long answer to your question, but dehydrated and then blitzed up. Yeah. I've got a really good blender.
And then you roll all your feijoas in them.
Yeah, so in a light batter in the fryer until it gets, so it's like super thin, almost like a tempura batter. Ooh. So crispy and then jelly all the way through.
Oh my God.
And then rolled. So it's kind of like a donut-ish.
A feijoa donut.
Rolled in the sugar, but like nice and sour, and I love sour things. And
yeah, me too.
A little bit of salt and
Oh, that sounds amazing. Is that still
pretty
on the menu or not on the menu?
Well, so at the moment,
we're not
open.
No. Mm.
So I'm unemployed.
but you are going to be reopening at some point, is that right? Or trying to reopen somewhere?
Yes, so we're relocating.
Where are you moving to?
We're moving to 243 Dominion Road.
Oh, fantastic. Great spot.
yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Bit more of a neighbourhood vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Which block of Dom Road is that?
Antiques Alley.
Oh, you know?
Across the road from that.
Awesome. Yeah. That's a great spot.
Yeah.
When's the opening date?
So it's still TBC.
Yeah.
But right now it's kind of just like a hole in the floor and they're like putting in pipes and wires.
All sorts of stuff.
Hopefully so. Like we were supposed to be open by last December. So hopefully like, not too long from now. But I'm enjoying a bit of downtime anyways. So.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, Pavita, thank you so much for coming in. People could probably follow the Forest Instagram if they want to stay up to date.
Yep, forest.akl.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. Looking forward to the reopening in the new space. It'll be delicious as always. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.